Good morning, men. Welcome back to the show. As always, I am your host, Todd Archer, and this is the Call of Men podcast. Men, I hope that this past week has been challenging and stretching you out of your comfort zones to grow and be exactly who God created you to be for this exact time and moment. Man, it has been a great week. It has been a lot of revelation for myself. It has been a lot of good conversations and, man, a lot to get into today. First, let's start out with a prayer. Father God, please guide and direct these words that you have given me today. Allow them to penetrate the hearts of the men they were meant to strengthen and empower through your will and direction. Lord, please strengthen each of these men today to step out in your strength to lead their families, churches, communities, and countries as you have designed them to do, Father. We thank you. We ask and we pray all these things in Yeshua's mighty and holy name. Amen. All right, men. Man, like I said, this week has been full of conversations and some clarification on some things. When you have a group of men that get together, or a group of men that, in my instance, in this case, are way smarter than me, been walking with the Lord for a lot longer than me, have a better understanding of the things that God has put on my heart, that he brings into my life to help clarify some things. So, and this one's going to be some clarification because, by no means do I myself, in listening to what God has put on my heart, want to misrepresent or misdirect anyone in a wrong direction that does not honor or glorify our Father in heaven. Since I've started this podcast back up, and we've kind of been talking, been really on the thing of ownership and all the things that we think we own, but we don't actually own, and that the only choice that we truly own is to follow Jesus or not. In that statement, I think is maybe some misconception or lack of clarification, that when we choose to follow Jesus, our life becomes a lot simpler in a lot of ways, in that, one, we're not in control, right? It's his responsibility. I had said some things talking about my sin and my addiction to pornography and how it's affected my life and just that it was a control issue, that all the bad things that have come about in my life, the traumatic things that have happened in my life, that was my one place that I could go and be in control, right? That I was in control, that I thought I was doing and benefiting me, that is a sin. And I'm not glorifying that sin by any means. God has shown me through the struggle and the battle and what I've been sharing with you as far as ownership is that, yes, I own my sin, that I will, as long as I am in this flesh, continue to sin. By no means am I glorifying that sin, but what God has shown me through his grace and through his love and through his peace is that I'm not totally relying on him. I'm not trying by any means to say that we're sinners. We are sinners. We're always going to sin. We're going to battle with anger. We're going to battle with all the things that goes against God as long as we're in the flesh. By no means am I trying to glorify that sin or say that we should stay in that sin, because once we choose and make that choice to follow Jesus Christ, we understand and we see, we are convicted through his grace and love and presence to see and understand that that is a sin because it goes against the word of God, right? And our repentance, our change of mind and change of heart that comes along with following Jesus Christ is the glory and the message that I'm hoping I'm delivering to you. I don't want to by any means misrepresent the fact that my addiction to pornography and all of the stuff is, I'm not glorifying that at all. I'm not saying that if you are stuck in that sin, whether it be pornography, whether it be gambling, whether it be drugs, whether it be whatever it is, that by no means are you to keep on sinning, that, you know, and it's okay. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that when we choose to follow Jesus, we are convicted of these things and we understand that they are wrong. And through our process of loving Jesus and asking him to take these things away from us because they do not glorify the Father, that is where and what I want to make the point to clarify that I am trying to get to. Not that I'm glorifying sin or not that I'm glorifying anything that goes against what God has planned for my life, but I am glorifying the fact that Jesus Christ and my friendship and relationship with him brings those things to my attention so that through him I can work on changing those things. And through my battle with pornography and my addiction habits, my addiction personality, the thing that I learned the most, and it's just been here recently through talking through on this podcast, is that I chose Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But in those areas of my life that I feel like I want the control in, to be able to have some control and authority over my life, that I took it into my own hands through pornography, through drinking, through smoking, dipping, whatever may be your niche. It is a control issue. And when we follow Jesus, we give control to him. And our, is it the fleshly nature of ourselves to continue to fall at times into sin? Yes, it is, because the spirit and the flesh are going to battle constantly. And we're going to have those moments where we do fall into sin, whether it be fall back into old habits or pick up new habits, right? And it's not the sin that we're glorifying. It's the fact that Jesus allows us to see those, convicts our heart that those things are not of God and that we need to get rid of them. And through his grace and through his love and his mercy, he allows us an out and a power to get away from those things and refocusing our attention on him and his will for our life, which is good. He wants to give to us abundantly more than we could ever ask, pray, or think. That is his his goal for us, is that understanding. I felt like I needed some clarification on that issue, that I didn't want to lead any of you men who have graciously decided to listen to this show, that I don't want to glorify the sin. It has been a thorn in my side. And that can be a mental, physical ailment, whatever it may be, that causes us in the flesh to go against the will of God. That's not what I'm trying to glorify. The things that we have been exposed to in our lives, the things that we hold on to that are not ours, like we have talked in the previous episodes, you know, the hurt, the pain, the thing that leads us to the sinful life of, for me, my mom putting a gun in my mouth, right? Very traumatic experience, very damaging in my opinion and thoughts of women and my trust issues with women, right? That led to, okay, well, they'll just be a physical object instead of the helper and the gracious gift that he has blessed me with my wife. And it's just amazing that is a gift that he has given me, someone who has shown me as much grace as God through her has shown me his grace through her and making her strong, and to for her to understand that it was not an attack on her, that it was an attack from Satan on our relationship, because we are a couple. We are in a relationship that it falls under God's principle for marriage. And she understood that, and he showed me his grace through that. And I'm sure that some point in your life, you have been shown that same grace through somebody else, because that's how God works. He uses people to show us his love for us. And I just wanted to clarify, because I by no means want to misinterpret that sin is wrong and sin is bad. And if you are in a sin pattern, that we do not stay in that sin pattern. That Jesus is the answer to get you out of that sin pattern. He has gotten me out of it, and he has shown me that sin pattern that I was in, and that battle that I was fighting, was because the only reason I was fighting it was because I was not giving it totally to him. I still wanted control of my life. I was still trying to choose this world and love Jesus. And I can't do that. Either I love Jesus and hate the world, or I love the world and hate Jesus. That's it. And in 1 John, I believe it says the same thing, right? If we say we're without sin, then we're liars. And if we say we're not sinful, then there's no need for Jesus. There's no need for a savior. We all know that is wrong as followers of Christ, that we will continue to sin. We will have those sin issues in our lives because we're in the flesh and we're in this world that Satan is in control of. Right? And so please understand that in these conversations and in this discussion of ownership, we do not own anything. This world is not ours. The things of this world is not ours, right? The beauty of everything that we see, smell, touch, hear, taste, all of those things are gifts from God to us that we should take hold of and enjoy them in their purest form, not in the form that Satan has corrupted it to be, since he deceived Adam and Eve into eating the apple by changing the truth in the word of God the Father in the garden. But if we are in a sin pattern, we have to not glorify the sin, but glorify the realization of forgiveness, grace, and conviction that Jesus gives us to realize, hey, that's wrong. that's not, that goes against my will and the Father's will. And the more you read in the Bible and understand that that is the case, that this world is gonna tempt us, is gonna hit us hard, especially as followers of Christ, because then now Satan understands he's lost another one. And when we're doing great things for the kingdom of God, it destroys part of what Satan thinks is his, and therefore we come under attacks. And those attacks can be a momentary slip into the flesh that leads us into a sin, whatever it is, that goes against the will of God, right? But we should not glorify that sin. We should glorify that because of Jesus, we have the opportunity for God not to hate us anymore, the Father not to hate us, that he sees only the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross that washes away all of those sins. But it is important for us, and he puts on our hearts, to repent of those sins, to see that, hey, this is wrong. This goes against God. And if we're truly living our life for Jesus, it's to please him, not the world. So to him we come and have a change of heart, not just a change of mind, but a change of heart. And that is the choice we make when we follow Jesus. That's the reason the things that we used to do, we no longer want to do. And if we are still struggling, like myself, still struggling with pornography, then I have to release that control. You know, I look back on it and I'm like, why? You know, I've asked myself this question many a times, and I think that, you know, no matter what the sin is, mine happened to be pornography, right? And I'm like, why? You know, and even talking with Jesus Christ, you know, I'm trying to understand why I continue to fall back into that pattern. And the answer that he gave me was that was of my need or want for control in my life, I held on to that one thing. I wasn't totally releasing the worldly, fleshly side of myself to him, that I wanted to hold on to it. I wanted to love Jesus, but I also wanted to love the world. Right? And so I kept holding on to that. And what he showed me, all the miracles I've seen in my life, the miracle that I'm still here for one, is one in itself. And I think most of us would agree with that. Some of the things that we've done, we look back and we're like, man, how am I even still here? Right? And two, the miracle that, you know, I went through with, that my mom didn't pull the trigger, the wrecks that I've, the automobile accidents I've been in, that I wasn't hurt or killed. I mean, if you go back and you start really looking and inspecting in your life where Jesus was in certain moments, you will see him. He's there. My mom didn't pull the trigger. Right? Now, are there consequences from that? Yeah. I mean, I lost trust in women. Never wanted to trust them. Thought, okay, well, this is how I'm going to treat them from this point. They're just an object. They're just a thing. They're just for my pleasure. I'm going to get what I can get out of them, and I'm going to be done with it. Right? But God said no. I gave you that experience not so that I can self, for me, that I can self-deprecate myself in the sins of this world, but for I can help bring others to the light where I'm at now, where he's placed me at now. I can look back on all those situations and see Jesus was there. You know, I dove into a swim pool, hit the bottom, and broke my neck. Shouldn't be here. I am here by the grace of God and through his purpose for my life. And in realizing that purpose, and seeing those miracles of why I'm still here, he placed on my heart the realization that I was not letting go of that one thing. Why? I'm not 100% for sure. Why? Because maybe I felt like I was losing peace of my mom. Maybe it was because I felt like I was justified. I'm not sure. He hadn't given me that answer, but what he did give me the answer to was that that sin that has been, whether we're relating back to Paul in Romans, that thorn in my side, which I believe I used on the last episode, right, is not only about sin, but it's about the sanctification process of God, in that he has shown me that I have to let go. I have to trust in him and give it to him and truly lay it at the altar for him to show me that it's not mine. He already died on the cross for that sin. So why do I continue to hold on to it? Give it to me. Focus on me and move forward in me. That's the message, you know, that he gave me. And that's the truth. No matter what situation you're in, that is the truth. When we truly realize our sin, repent of our sin, and changing our hearts and mind, that I no longer want to do that, that I want to live my life for Jesus Christ. It's not about the sin. It's about the sanctification and the glorification that Jesus brings to our lives when we give these things to him, when we give up the control, when we realize that we are not in control. And once we choose Jesus, then we are truly free. There's just been that revelation, and I wanted to make that clarification that by no means am I trying to glorify being addicted to drugs, alcohol, pornography. Those are the big ones, right? Which all of those things lead to depression, anxiety, suicide, all the things, the negative things that come about in this world from the events that have happened in our life that we choose not to give to Jesus and ask Jesus for the answer. A friend of mine was talking to me about, we were having a discussion about Jesus and about God, and about that, you know, he didn't want to have anything to do with a God who could allow someone, a little child, to be raped and murdered and killed, and right, that would allow evil in that situation. And I kind of wrap all this up into one thing, with ending with that, is that, look, if we truly believe in Jesus and we know that we live in a fallen world because Adam and Eve ate the fruit, right, and ruined our relationship with the Father, but Jesus is here to restore that relationship. If we're truly looking at it from that perspective and God's timeline and his purpose for everything, no matter how horrible we think it is, and I'm not saying that it's not, but no matter what or how bad we think something is, the peace comes from knowing that even in the worst situations, for instance, that child is in heaven and is meant to be, is exactly who that person is meant to be. And she's sitting with the Father and the Son in peace. And the purpose behind it was not that child. The purpose behind it was the life that that child impacted, whether it was be the one who took it or the one who lost it on this earth, right? There was a purpose. And God's purpose is to lead all of his creation back to himself. Whether we like it, whether we don't, the mechanisms in which he uses in order to bring us to that point, it's not for us to understand. His ways are bigger than our way. His thoughts are more than our thoughts, right? He wants to give us more things more abundantly than we can ever ask. All he wants is a relationship with you to show you all of these things, to bring peace for all these questions and all these things that we have in life. Why do I sin? You know, what is it? Right? We think it is as a restriction. It's not a restriction. It's a freedom. When I release control that I don't need pornography, right? I don't need to do that. I need to focus more on Jesus because that's where the answers are. And let all this world go. And don't care. I mean, I care about the people, but I care about the things that matter now more than I do about the things that I thought that mattered before I accepted Jesus Christ in my life. And before I had a relationship where I can talk to him and he talks back to me. These words that I'm speaking, I didn't even know what I was going to do for this show. There was a couple of different directions, but I thought he put it on my heart that, look, I have to clarify. Look, I'm not glorifying the sin that I lived in. I'm not saying I will never sin again because the flesh will win at times, right? But it is that conviction and realization that what I have done is a sin against the Father, my Creator, that gives me the opportunity through Jesus Christ to repent, to change my heart, to change my mind, and realize that I'm not that. I am who God created me to be. The sin is something I did. I acknowledge it. Jesus has helped me work through it so I can glorify him, so that I can lead others to Christ. Not that sin is good because it leads me to Christ. No, what I'm saying is that Christ leads us from sin, and that is the message. That is the truth that as men we have to hold on to. Yeah, the sin is something I've done, and God has put it on my heart that it's wrong, and I have to turn from that in mind and heart and body and soul and move more toward Jesus and away from that sin. That is the message that I want to deliver. That's the message that God put on my heart, is we don't glorify the sin. We don't stay in the sin, because if we stay in the sin, we can't be close to Jesus. Our repentance and realizing that what we've done is wrong, and we give that and we ask God for that repentance, and we want to change our heart, that choice to choose to look more like Jesus instead of more like the world, is the message, is the truth of Jesus Christ, that we have that opportunity, that he has given that to us in order that what we did is gone. Now focus on him. Put your mind in his word to learn who he is, to learn what he has done for us, so that we can start to clean up the things in our lives that don't look like Jesus, that only look like the world. Quit looking for the answers in science. Quit looking for the answers in some false narrative that Satan has thrown in front of you. That's not there. It's not. The truth is in Jesus Christ. He is the truth, the way, the life. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ, period. And whether you like it or whether you don't, like I said before, and I'll say it again every time, doesn't matter. The truth is the truth. Jesus Christ, historically proven, if you want to go that route, is who he says he is. When I was talking to my atheist friend, it brought up the question about the bad situation with the little girl. Look, bad things happen. It's not Jesus. It's not God who made that happen. That's Satan, a fallen angel who made a choice that he wanted to be like God, right? He put him on what? God said, hey, this is yours. You can do what you want, but these are my people, right? The lack of God is reason there's evil in the world. The lack of recognizing that God imprinted his truth in your heart. The rejection of that truth in your heart is what causes the evil in this world to happen. Because if we truly love one another like we should and treat each other like ourselves, then this world will start looking more like what God designed it to. But because we don't, we choose to reject that truth that is imprinted on our DNA. If you want to go the science route, it's more evidence to point to God than we evolved from apes. You know, because you don't want to go look and find the truth in that, because then you might find out, oh, I was wrong. Well, again, it comes down to the choices. You're going to choose what Satan chooses to throw out there and confuse you with, or are you going to really search for the truth? And when we start searching for the truth, we find that Jesus is the answer, that that cross is the answer. And everything that is involved and detailed in that cross and what it did for each one of us is the answer and the key to life. Are we going to get it all at once like an instant download? No, we're not. If you want to, you want to know, you have to seek Jesus, just like I'm seeking Jesus. Why can't, I'm asking Jesus, I ask Jesus, why can't I get over this thing? And Jesus is faithful to answer and said, because you haven't let go, because you haven't given to me, because you want that control. And I'm telling you, give it to me, focus on me, and you will be free from that one. Don't mean I'm not going to have another one. There's not another one. There's another one I got to have to deal with, right? But that one, he can take away from me because I have given it to him. And he has shown me that until I give up control of these things and thinking I can manage them on my own, that I'm still going to have the problem. So when I gave it to Jesus and relinquished that control, he took it. And all I want to do is focus on him and move on to the next thing he has to show me in my life. So, just again, a clarification. I know that was a lot of words for a clarification on something that seems so simple, but it can get really complicated if you're not focused on Jesus Christ. Me and my goal and my whole purpose is to help you refocus your life on Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter what the world say. It doesn't matter what your friends say. It doesn't matter except what the Word of God says. And the Word of God is pretty simple. But like I said before, for us, the simplest things are the hardest things to do. I don't believe that when we follow Jesus, that he makes it difficult for us to understand. It doesn't take an MBA or a PhD or whatever letters you want to put after your name to understand the Word of God. You just have to have a heart willing to learn from God. So, man, I hope that clarifies some of the episodes that I've been talking about. I'm not talking about glorifying sin. I'm talking about glorifying Jesus, not the sin. And that is the most important part. So moving forward with an understanding that I understand that sin is not the problem. I mean, sin is not, not that sin is the problem, but it's not what I'm glorifying. I'm glorifying Jesus and his ability to correct my heart and correct my direction and course in life to honor and glorify the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And through Jesus' sacrifice, I'm able to do that, not because of the sin he led me to or the sin that I chose before I knew him or as I get to know him better. It's not to glorify the sin, but the freedom that he gives me from that sin through his truth and through his revelation in my life. So, man, I hope that that helps. I hope it doesn't confuse you. Like I said, if it does, if I can answer it more detail, like I said, please hit me up on the callhiminshow@gmail.com. I would love to discuss this more. But right now, I just want to say thank you again for each and every one of you that tune in and listen. I thank God for each and every one of you. I ask again that he moves in your life today and to open your heart to his truth and his will in your life. And as you do what you do today, men, answer the call of men.